you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Molson Canadian presents Heavy Montreal. August 7th, 8th, and 9th, outdoors at Parc Jean-Drapeau. Featuring Slipknot, Faith No More, Korn, and Alexis on Fire. 3 full days of rock and metal with Lamb of God, Iggy Pop, NoFX, Billy Talent, and many more. Festival passes on sale now. For the full festival lineup, visit HeavyMontreal.com. Produced by Avenco.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. My name is Mark Striegel. It's 2015. Hope you're having a great year so far. I am ready for the summer. It's finally arrived. A lot of good shows coming up in the New Jersey, New York area for me this summer. Hoping to hit Lynch Mob in a week or two here in New Jersey. What else? AC/DC, Def Leppard, Tesla, Styx. I'm going to see a kind of alternative band called the Kills, which I like a lot. My wife went and checked Billy Idol out last night in Morristown. I stayed home and recorded a podcast about Van Halen, which I'm going to post for you real soon. Let's get into the music right now. This is Megadeth with Angry Again.
Of the sinew, my bite is frayed. The ripping of the game I inevitably lose, governed by laws set up by me. Fractures jar, let me be a cut out cardboard condo maze, filled with an insubordinate race. Your ass, no, you stop to stare. Ask me, suck a rubber hose, dear. Engaged in crime, I grasp my throat, erase my mind, start to smoke. Enforce a mental overload. Angry again. And again, and again, again. Engaged in crime, I grasp my throat, erase my mind, start to smoke. Enforce a mental overload.
What you just heard was a little classic Megadeth, Angry Again. That is coming off of the original motion picture soundtrack for Last Action Hero. The soundtrack also included music by AC/DC, a band that I'm going to be seeing later this summer. Alice in Chains, Def Leppard, Anthrax, Cypress Hill, Fishbone. Love Fishbone. Megadeth was on there. That's the track we just heard. Of course, Queensryche, Tesla. Tesla, another band I'll be seeing this summer. Looking forward to that. Good stuff. Yeah, a lot of great shows coming up this summer. So psyched for Heavy Montreal. I'll be flying up for 3 days of that. Going up to Montreal to check that out. You should do the same. It's the premier hard rock, heavy metal, punk rock festival in North America, in my opinion. So definitely check that out. A lot of great, great music. Also checking out Chris Cornell. Love that guy's voice. Love his music. Psyched to see him perform live again. He'll be doing an acoustic show in New Jersey. I think it's in September, actually. So a lot of good stuff coming up that I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing. I know Pisser is playing this weekend at the Tattoo Festival in New York City. That's a band that includes my good friend Rob Bailey, who has been on Talking Metal before. He's the guy that jammed with Aerosmith. He's jammed with a lot of great, great folks. The band also includes, of course, Frank Ferrer of Guns N' Roses fame. One of my neighbors here in Maplewood, New Jersey. Not exactly my neighbor. He lives kind of on the other side of town, but it's a small town, so I consider him my neighbor. And Anthony Esposito was in Pisser. However, he's now out of Pisser in Red Dragon Cartel. I don't know who's replaced him on bass. I should find that out. But they're playing this weekend in New York City, opening up for Don Jameson, who's doing a set of comedy next Saturday night, this coming Saturday night in New York City at the Tattoo Convention in Chelsea, the neighborhood of Chelsea, I believe, in Manhattan. So check that out. Now, my wife might go. I might go. I'm not sure. Don's actually doing another night where he's hosting bands the night before that in New Jersey, not far from my house, actually. So I may hit that. I may catch him at the Tattoo Convention. I'm probably not going to do both, but I'll probably be catching Don Jameson at one place or the other. If you haven't seen him do his stand-up set of comedy, you know, I know all you guys like hard rock and heavy metal music, but you don't need to. I mean, bring your friends, even if they're not metalheads. You will thoroughly enjoy his comedy. He is a pro. He knows how to crack a room up for sure. Check out Don Jameson, also known for his work on That Metal Show on VH1 Classic. Speaking of That Metal Show, Mark Farner of Grand Funk Railroad was on this season. Interesting guy, and you know, not really a heavy metal band, Grand Funk Railroad, but definitely back in the 70s, they were one of the louder and harder bands of the first part of the decade, and great stuff. This is actually one of their tracks. I think this might be a little later. It's possibly like 1976, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 76. It's produced by Frank Zappa. This is Grand Funk Railroad, and the song is Out to Get You. Little Grand Funk Railroad from 1976, produced by Frank Zappa, the song Out to Get You. Grand Funk Railroad, definitely an influential band on the, you know, the metal bands and the hard rock bands that followed them. They really took things in a hard rock direction. They got a ton of radio play and they were very popular. I mean, they sold out Shea Stadium faster than the Beatles did. And I feel like the history books don't really remember them quite like they used to. It's a band that still exists in some form, a little controversy, and a lot of people don't think that you know, it currently includes some of the more important members of the band, but they are out there doing their thing. They actually have Bruce Kulick in the band now of Kiss fame. So interesting. Grand Funk Railroad, though, great, great stuff, and they did a lot of great things back in the 70s and were just crazy popular. This is Moongate by Captain T. Just heard was the song Moongate by Captain T. Pick it up on iTunes. Pick it up on or listen to it on Spotify. Good stuff. We're going to end today's show with a song called Drink by Al Storm. Thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate your support. My name is Mark Striegel. You can check me out on Facebook at facebook.com/mstriegel and go write a review for this podcast on iTunes. And if you don't subscribe on iTunes, do that too. Thanks. See you next time.